Going Linux, Episode 81, Changing Linux Default Applications. Welcome to the Going Linux Podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy.
And I'm your co-host, Tom.
Whether you are new to Linux, moving from Windows to Linux, or just thinking about upgrading to Linux, this podcast will provide you with valuable information and advice that will help you in going Linux.
Currently, we create 3 episodes per month. We record listener feedback episodes at the beginning of each month and user experience episodes near the end.
Following the third Tuesday of each month, we post my appearances on the live Computer America radio show.
In the user experience episodes, we take 2 months to cover a topic. First, an introduction, and then an in-depth look at the Linux operating system and its applications.
In today's episode, how to change which applications open by default. We hope that you'll find this and all of our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and its applications and using them to get things done. Well, in this episode, no Tom. Tom's unavailable to do the recording. This is promising to be a short episode anyway, so I made the decision to go ahead and record it without Tom so that we can get the episode out on time for our listeners who are expecting an episode about now. So, having said that, we owe a debt of gratitude to Alistair.Graham, who left a show topic request on our Podcast Alley site. He wrote, "Hi guys, great podcast. How about a show on how to change the default programs in Linux? That is, changing the file manager that starts when you double-click a file, or the music player when you double-click an OGG or MP3 file. And thanks for the suggestion. This is your show." And I'm sure, Graham, that this episode will also be of interest to many of our other listeners as well. As Graham alludes to in his question, switchers from Windows to Linux are used to the fact that you can change the default application for any particular action in Windows, and you can do a similar sort of thing in Linux as well. Of course, it's not always done in exactly the same location in Linux as it's done in Windows, and that's what this episode is about. For example, in Windows, to set your mail application, you have to open the Internet Explorer browser and go into its settings to make the change. Kind of puzzling there, but at any rate, that's where you do it in Windows. And in Linux, it's a little more logical in that it is set in a central location, which we'll describe in just a second. And of course, before you can set your system to use a different browser, word processor, or email client by default, you have to have already installed one or more alternate applications from your package manager or from other sources to be able to set those as your particular default. One place you can change settings related to default applications, and the place that you actually make a change to the email client, is in the GNOME menus, and these menus will be specific to Ubuntu, because that's what I have running on my system. Your menu selections may vary slightly if you're using a different version of Linux. Suffice it to say, though, that you will have a setting very similar to this, whether you're using the GNOME desktop environment, KDE, or something else. In GNOME, under Ubuntu, the menu selections are System, Preferences, Preferred Applications. A dialog box opens, and you'll see that on the Internet tab, there's a place to set your default web browser. So if you choose not to use Firefox and have another web browser that you prefer to use, like Opera or something like that, you have settings there where you can make that change. You also have settings right on that tab that allow you to force a new window to open when you click on a link or a new tab. Or simply use the settings in the browser to control that feature if you prefer to do it that way. The selection for email reader follows, and that's where you choose which mail program you want to use to manage your email. Select the appropriate value from the list. And of course, a reminder, you need to have the software pre-installed before it will appear in any of these lists. The Media tab on this dialog box that we're talking about provides you with a selection for media player so that you can choose your favorite media player. If the Rhythmbox selection that is available in Ubuntu by default is not your preference, or if you're using a different distribution, whatever is there by default can be changed just as easily. On the System tab, it allows you to change your terminal application. That is the application you use for entering commands at the command line. On my Ubuntu installation, my choices are the default GNOME terminal and a selection for standard Xterm. Both of these were provided out of the box by Ubuntu. On the Accessibility tab, to wrap up, you can enable programs such as a screen reader and other tools to help the disabled to use their computers more efficiently and more effectively. Another place you can change a default program is in Nautilus. Nautilus is GNOME's file manager, and in a similar way that you open the Windows file manager to make changes to applications that open using file associations, you can use GNOME's file manager, Nautilus, to control which application is used to open a particular type of file as well. There are two ways to make a change to which application opens a file. You can do it temporarily. In other words, you just want to use a different application this one time. And you can also make the change so that it is more permanent and actually change the default application. To change which application opens a file temporarily, right-click the file you want to open and select Open with Other Program on the context menu that opens up. Select the program you want to use this time to open the file from the applications that appear in the dialog box. To make a change to the default application that opens a file of a particular type, in Nautilus, again, right-clicking the file, this time selecting Properties, you would then click the Open With tab, and that tab allows you to change which application opens that kind of file by default. If it doesn't appear in the list, you can use the Add button to add that additional application to the list. You may notice that Nautilus shows you exactly the same dialog box that you used to make the temporary change, so you should be on familiar ground here. You may have noticed that you can also open a file from the command line using those file association properties you just set as the default application under Nautilus. You can use any of these commands to accomplish that. For GNOME users, type at the terminal GNOME-open space then the file name. For KDE users, type KDE-open space then the file name. And for just about anybody, including GNOME and KDE users, typing XDG-open space and then the file name will open that file with its default application as you have set it for your particular distribution of Linux. We'll have a reference to a Linux Commando blog post from 2009 in May about just how to go about doing that. And one final point, the operating system's defaults and the Nautilus file browser aren't the only places you have available to you to make changes to default applications that open a particular file of a particular type. So, for example, Ubuntu users may have noticed that in OpenOffice.org, when you click the icon to send your document as an email attachment, by default, OpenOffice is set to use Evolution for sending mail. If you're like me, you have installed Thunderbird and you use it for all your mail, and I have already set it as my default mail application as we discussed earlier, but OpenOffice continues to attempt to use Evolution for sending mail even though I don't have an account set up under Evolution. I have not uninstalled Evolution, but I just don't use it. So you can change the default mail client in OpenOffice this way. open the OpenOffice Writer application, that's the word processor, then select Tools and Options. In the Options dialog box, look at Email under Internet. To make Thunderbird the default, simply remove the text Sensible-0000MUA, which is the command that launches the Evolution mail client, and replace it with the word Thunderbird, or any other command that launches a mail client, and then click OK. And for those of you who are still hunting for that hidden place where you would make a change to which application opens a file by default, try Googling set application default and then the name of the type of file that you're trying to open, and then the word Linux. That usually gets you to a selection of links that might lead you in the right direction. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, no Tom tonight. It is a very short episode. And I'd like to take this opportunity to play a promotion that John the Nice Guy in the UK has asked us to play. It's for OgCamp. If any of you are in the UK or traveling to the UK on October 25th, or will be there during that time, plan on stopping by OgCamp. John wrote to us in his email, "I know it's a little late, but I was wondering whether you would be able to add a promo to the beginning of your next podcast." Well, I'm doing it at the end, John, so I hope that's okay. It's for the event OgCamp, which is happening on the 25th of October in Wolverhampton in the UK. It follows Lug Radio Live and will be a bar camp style event encouraging the use of open source, open standards, and free culture. All the best, John. So, John, here's the promo.
Oi, our theme's better.
No, it's not.
I think you've broken it now.
Guys, maybe we should get on with the promo.
Are you wondering what you're going to do with that spare day after Lug Radio Live this year?
So were we.
But then we had a brainwave.
I've wondered what that burning smell was.
Why not run a joint Barcamp-esque event nearby on the Sunday?
So nearby, in fact, that it'll be in the Connaught Hotel in Wolverhampton, the official Lug Radio Live hotel.
It's called OgCamp. No, not OddCamp. That's Og with two Gs.
OddCamp might be more appropriate, though.
There'll be all kinds of talks going on during the afternoon. You can talk too if you want to.
Plus, there'll be a live recording from each podcast in the main room.
Ubuntu UK and Linux Outlaws under one roof.
So put it in your diaries now. Sunday, October 25th at the Connaught Hotel in Wolverhampton.
Visit ogcamp.org for full details.
Sounds like a fun-packed event.
And following on the theme of promos, I'd like to mention an application that I've mentioned before as a software pick, just from a little different perspective this time. Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or colleague, trying to explain something visual, an office spreadsheet or presentation, but it's frustrating. They can't see what you're talking about. Good news, now they can. Just use Yugma.com. That's Yugma.com to hold all your online meetings. It's so easy. Set up an online meeting in advance or start one on the fly. Everyone simply logs on to Yugma.com and clicks Join a Meeting. Now they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. You can try all of the features of Yugma.com free for 30 days. Unlike the competitors, Yugma works from any computer. Mac OS X, Windows, and Linux. And not just for participating in online meetings. You can host a meeting from any computer using Yugma. Just visit yugma.com for your free 30-day trial for all the features. You can continue to use the personal version of Yugma free after 30 days, or you can take advantage of all of the features of Yugma Pro's web conferencing for up to 500 participants. And for a fraction of the price charged by competitors, yugma.com. I know that sounds suspiciously like a paid commercial for Yugma, but believe me, it is not. It is a Creative Commons licensed promotion for the Yugma software package, and I will be making that promotion available via a link in our show notes. So if any of you that are listening have a podcast and would like to promote Linux-compatible software, I am more than willing to make this promotion available to you for use in your podcasts, and I hope you will help us to promote Linux-compatible software across the board. More of these kinds of promos to come. And you may also have noticed that I snuck a promo in for Linux, as though it were a sponsor of the show, and in fact, of course, it is not a sponsor, but rather this was, once again, a promo for Linux that was created and used as an advertisement on a radio station in Austin, Texas. I'll include links in the show notes to the original commercial as it was aired, as well as our version that was mixed using the Creative Commons licensed script, as well as public domain background music. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is once again.
Your computer has problems? Want to hear the industry's solution? That's right. Your software isn't working, so what do they suggest? Use more software to solve the problem. Listen to what you're being told. They want you to purchase software so the software you already purchased will work. What? The problem is, we've come to think of this as being perfectly acceptable. So stop accepting. There's been a solution all along, but you've rarely heard of it. That's right. You've spent hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars over the years that you didn't have to. It's time for the secret to be told. Thousands of businesses, universities, and even Wall Street have been using Linux for years. What do they know that you don't? Linux is free. It doesn't need antivirus protection, and 99.9% of the software you'll ever need comes free as well. It's as easy as clicking a mouse. That's it. No more crashes, no more viruses, no more blue screens of death. And get this, with Linux, you don't have to reboot after installing new software. Linux runs on old hardware. No need to buy a new computer every time the industry decides to boost profits and release another buggy system. So why are you still paying for the privilege of using your computer? There's a better way. Linux.
And now to wrap up, our next episode is my 19th appearance on the Computer America radio show. Until then, you can go to the articles and show notes at goinglinux.com for more information, detailed instructions, screencasts, and illustrations. Email us with comments, questions, and suggestions. And remember, if you have a topic you want us to cover on the show, use the Podcast Alley button on our homepage to leave your topic suggestion while you vote for us on their site. You can also send us an audio comment by email. We'll play it on the show. Our email address is goinglinux@gmail.com. For our show updates on Twitter and Identica, we are goinglinux. All one word. You can download the episodes of our podcast from our website, or you can use the Flash Player right there on the show notes page to play them right on your computer. You can also get future episodes delivered directly to your computer automatically as soon as new episodes are available. For instructions on how to subscribe to a podcast, go to subscribe.goinglinux.com. Until next time, thanks for listening. Theme music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.